Hello and welcome to Bases Loaded. I'm your host, Eric Ellison, and we have a pretty busy episode for you all today. It is the MLB trade deadline today, as teams have about another 50 minutes to, you know, finalize some trades to help boost their chances for, you know, their World Series bid, as well as maybe trying to get, you know, one of those last wild card spots, or trying, you know, catch up to the division and, you know, ultimately win the division. So yeah, we are under an hour, like I said. You know, we've had some trades happening today, as well as, you know, we even had a couple finalized both on Saturday and Sunday, a couple days before. Which is kind of usually how it goes. You know, we have some trades that kind of happen, you know, around two or three days before the actual deadline. And then the day of the deadline, you know, that kind of ramps up in, you know, number of trades and stuff like that, is, you know, maybe some of those teams that were looking for a player, you know, trying to make a deal for them, you know, they did get traded, you know, days before the actual deadline. So now they're trying to, like, you know, plans have changed. You gotta go a different route, and, you know, how you want to address your team, you know, for the playoffs, or, like, you know, and also the future, you know, if you're a team that's, you know, trying to sell, you know, some players that, like, you know, can, you know, help you out with terms of, like, prospects and stuff like that for later down, well, for years to come. So that's kind of what we'll be focused on, as well as the 2024 Paris Summer Olympics. Last week we kind of previewed it. There was the opening ceremony Friday night. Well, Friday night for us, it was, like, you know, that afternoon in Paris, as they are at, I think it is a 6-hour time difference for us. Let me see. No, 7 hours. 7-hour time difference. So, like, yeah, you know, 4:12 here, it is 11, in Paris. I was watching some, you know, sports, this afternoon. There was, women's beach volleyball, a Brazilian team who I guess are the number one ranked team in the world, against Spain. Brazil won 2-0. And that was live. There was also women's team fencing. I think that was live as well. And then they were showing, I think it was men's field hockey, Belgium and Australia, with Belgium winning final, I think it was 6-2 in group play. We also had, I mean, it's already live and happened. We've had the women's gymnastics team final. That has already been decided. The U.S. Women's team won gold. And I think we won a couple medals in swimming as well. I think it was the women's, I want to say the 100-meter backstroke. And there might have also been a relay as well, I think. So those are already been, like, you know, the competition has already happened, and, you know, it's over. But, you know, even if you know the results, you want to know exactly how it happened, you know, you can check out, like, you know, NBC's coverage tonight of the Paris Olympics, you know, as they do, like, some primetime events. You know, like tonight will be the women's gymnastics and some swimming. I don't know what else they'll have on tonight, but those are kind of the main events, you know, for prime time. You know, Summer Olympics, yeah, it's always, like, gymnastics, swimming, track and field. What else is pretty big? Diving. You might see some, like, fencing or something like that in prime time. Just then throughout the day, that's, you know, when you see, like, you know, your soccer, table tennis, archery, badminton, stuff like that. They don't really show that in primetime unless it's like a gold medal match or something like that. Maybe the semifinals. We are... What is this? Day four, actual competition. Since the start, I think it was like last Wednesday, U.S. men's soccer played their opening match in group play against host country France. So that's quite the draw of a competition, play in the Olympic Games. And then for your first game of, group play, you had to play the host country. So, and then they lost 3-0, but they beat New Zealand 4-1, their second game, and then they beat Ghana 3-0 today, and clinched a spot in the quarterfinals for the men's soccer. Women's soccer, I think they've already qualified. I think they've won both their games. I think they've been against both Japan and Germany, who I think they played yesterday. So I think they'll have their last game, group play tomorrow. And then quarterfinals probably start, I would think, over this weekend, and stuff like that. And then, because I think swimming, last day of swimming, I think, is Saturday night. And then track and field might start Friday as well, I think, with at least some prelims for, probably like the 100-meter dashes. Maybe like the 4x100 meter relay as well. So I'll kind of start those a little bit sooner. same with because I think like Saturday we already had they did the gold medal match, gold and bronze medal matches in the 10 meter mixed air rifle. And then we had men's rugby gold and bronze medal matches as well. So those would have had to start competition at least a day prior, 2 days prior, probably at least for rugby. So it's kind of where we stand. I was gonna look up the medal count. I think I saw the U.S. Is winning the medal count as we usually do. I don't remember how medal count 24 Olympics are today. USA 26 medals, 4 gold, and then 11 for both silver and bronze. We have Japan leading with 7 7 golds. That's the most. Okay, that's an interesting. I don't know why they're organizing. So I just googled, medal count 2024 Olympics, and they're not gonna rank them by total medals. We're ranking them by gold medal count. So Japan, despite having half the amount of total medals as the U.S., is listed first because they have the most golds. So that's an interesting way of doing it. I don't know why we're doing it that way, but we are. Total medals, yeah. Because then we have some countries that have 1 or 2 medals listed, Belgium, Ireland, Azerbaijan, New Zealand, Romania, Slovenia, Serbia, and Uzbekistan are listed ahead of countries like Brazil and Sweden, who have 4 and 3 medals respectively. But because neither of them have a gold, they're listed below those countries I just listed. So that's just an interesting way of doing it, but I guess that's how we're doing it. So, okay. But, I'm guessing this is probably up to date. Let's see. I've just, doodled it. But, yeah, I don't know why you just wouldn't list it by total medals first. But, we have... it's just an interesting way of doing it. And then schedules... So, we've had some... Just archery today. We've had, again, women's gymnastics. Well, artistic gymnastics, I should say, yeah. Because they do rhythmic, but that's probably starts, I guess it would be like Saturday or Sunday. Because we've done the team finals for gymnastics, but you know, now we're about to go into like the individual events and stuff like that, so we'll get into that later. What else today? We also did some men's and women's basketball, three-on-three basketball. So that's a relatively new event. I think that made its debut in Tokyo in the 2020 Olympics, but like they took place in 21 because of COVID. Badminton or basketball, just regular 5-on-5. Some actually pretty close games. Spain beat Giannis in Greece. Canada beat Australia. Victor Wembanyama and host France beat Japan by 4. And then Germany beat Brazil by 13. Just kind of interesting because I, you know, Brazil's not who you think of when you think of basketball. And I don't know any of their players. I mean, Germany, we have Wagner and his brother. Well, Franz Wagner's the more well-known one. Daniel Theiss, I know of him. Dennis Schroeder. So those are some, like, decent names. Who else is on France besides Wembanyama? Rudy Gobert. Nicholas Batum. That's a pretty good front court, actually. And then Australia. Like, I know who's on, like, Josh Green, Dante Exum, Josh Giddey, Matthew Dellavedova, yeah. Tana RJ Barrett, Dwight Powell, Kelly Olynyk, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, Jamal Murray, Dylan Brooks. Okay. And Spain, I mean, they don't have the Gasol brothers anymore, so, like, okay, I know, like, none of those players. And then Greece obviously has Giannis. And none of his brothers, okay. So. Ooh, boxing started, okay. Featherweight and then bantamweight? I don't know what that means. I have no idea what that's supposed to mean. Featherweight's like what? Is it gonna tell me? I don't know. Western. Fencing, yeah, that's what I was watching a little bit before of. Freestyle BMX, okay. Women's judo, medal events, 63 kilograms, 83 kilograms for men. Rowing. Well, I already know Redby. That's been going on for a little bit. Well, no, this is women's rugby, so that's United States got the bronze, beating Australia. That's actually pretty good, considering Australia's pretty darn good. You know, at rugby and stuff like that. That's kind of what, I mean, that's what I think of when I think of them. I mean, they're pretty good. Let's see. Or no, the U.S. beat Guinea in soccer, not not Ghana. I don't know why I was thinking Ghana, but I did. Maybe it was with a G, so I got, you know, that's right, but. Kind of checking, seeing what we all got. Canoe. Slalom fencing. Handball. Up. Pretty. Oh wow, women's handball. Germany beat Slovenia by 41-22. That's. Wow. I mean, I've watched quite a bit of handball, but like, I don't know if. I mean, I think I started watching the 28. Because that's when Norway women's team won it. So, medals, yeah. I mean, that's pretty much competition is like wrapped up for today, really, with that, like medal events and stuff, because, you know, we're, you know, like I said, 7 hours behind. So, you know, everything that's trying to happen medal wise has already happened, but like, you know, like I said, like, just because you know how it happens, it's not, you know, necessarily mean you can't watch it still. Like, you know, I'm still gonna watch, like, you know, NBC's primetime coverage tonight because I want to see, like, you know, exactly how the U.S. women's gymnastics team wins gold. I want to, you know, watch swimming and stuff like that. So yeah, you know, we're only 4 days in. Competition. So, you know, whoops. We'll, you know, keep talking about, like, you know, next week and then the week after that. But, you know, we're going to move to the bid thing for tonight, or, you know, for today's show is trade deadline, like I said. Teams, we are about a half an hour away from the deadline, you know, in regards of, like, time, you know. So we've had some. I don't know, I mean, there's been, like, a bunch of trades, like, since, like, over the weekend. I mean, a big one that really comes to mind is probably, like, the Yankees acquiring Jazz Chisholm from the Marlins. There's that. We had, I think, Jesse Winkler traded to, I think, from the Mets to somewhere. Just to see if I could find, like, see if I can just find, like, a bunch of them, you know, because usually if I'm able to just find it, I can see, like, you know, trade deadline moves, and it'll be like, oh yeah, here's, like, all the moves that have happened throughout the day. Orioles get left-handed pitcher Rogers from Marlins for, looks like, some prospects. I mean, Orioles are definitely in, like, win now mode, so, like, you know, they're kind of just oh, here we go. Like, yeah, just give me, like, a tractor for every move. That would help a lot. Especially with it being the trade deadline, there's going to be so much stuff happening where I'm like, ah, just give me a list. So this one, I just saw it come through. Pirates acquire outfielder Brian De La Cruz from Marlins for package including right-hand pitcher John Seok Shim. Is he related to Ellie De La Cruz from the Reds? I don't know. Padres acquire left-hand pitcher Tanner Scott and right-handed pitcher Brian Hoeing from the Marlins for, let's say, a bunch of prospects. Two pitchers and two infielders. Both a left-handed and a right-handed pitcher. Including, yeah, three of their top five prospects. So Mets pitcher from the Rays Twins right-hand pitcher Trevor Richard from Blue Jays for infielder Jay Harry. Rangers left-hand pitcher Andrew Chafin from the Tigers. Mets picked up a starter, kind of probably. I mean, like it says right here, like they had a pitcher, not a rookie, second year, Kota Senga. Like he came back from the IL, made his season debut pitching, I want to say last Thursday or Wednesday, and left like not even 6 innings in with like an injury, and then now he's done. So the Mets acquired right-hand pitcher Paul Blackburn from the A's for Cade Morris and another pitcher. Mariners. Royals acquired shortstop Paul DeYoung from White Sox for pitcher Harold Rosado. Royals acquired pitcher Lucas Yersed from A's for pitchers Mason Barnett, Will Klein, outfielder Jerry Dickey. Angels acquire pitcher Mike Bauman from Giants for cash. Guardians acquire pitcher Alex Tye from Giants for pitcher left-handed pitcher Jacob Bresnahan and player to be named. D-Bats acquire first baseman Josh Bell from Marlins for player to be named or cash. I said that with the Orioles acquiring left-hand pitcher Trevor Rogers from Marlins for some prospects. Red Sox in red exchange pitchers Lucas Sims and Ovis Portez. Yankees acquired right-hand pitcher Mark Leiter Jr. from Cubs for infielder Ben Collis and right-hand pitcher Jack Neely. I'm trying to see. Let's see. Oh, here's a big one. Was this yesterday? Tweeted. No, it was yesterday. Okay. Braves acquired outfielder Jorge Soler and right-hand pitcher Luke Jackson from Giants for left-handed pitcher Tyler Matt Zet and infielder Saban Ceballos. So yeah, they traded for players that helped them win the World Series in 2021. The Braves lost like Ronald Acuña to an ACL injury, so probably like help out that outfield depth and production. I mean, Soler's probably not gonna play outfield, more so DH. But, try and just add, some kind of depth and position help for a team that's, had some injuries on that front end pitching-wise. So just try and, they're probably not going to catch the Phillies for the division. But, I think they are still leading the wild card. I think they have the number one wild card spot. So just kind of make sure they can keep their drafts on that lead and stuff like that. Dodgers acquired infielder / outfielder Ahmed Rosario from Rays for right-hander pitcher Michael Flynn. Astros acquired left-handed pitcher from Blue Jays for 3 prospects. Guardians acquire outfielder Lane Thompson from Nationals for 3 prospects. Mariners acquire infielder / DH Justin Turner from Blue Jays. So the Blue Jays are like kind of selling, but we'll see if they're able to. We'll see if anything crazy like them trading like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. or Bo Bichette. I think both of them are still under contract through next year, so we'll kind of see how that goes. Yeah, 3-team trade. Dodgers acquire infielder / outfielder Tommy Edman, right-hander pitcher Michael Kopech, and right-hand pitcher Oliver Gonzalez. Cardinals acquire right-hand pitcher Eric Fede, outfielder Tommy Pham, and then the White Sox acquire infielder Miguel Vargas, infielder Haral Perez, and infielder Alexander Albertez in three-team deal. Reds acquire infielder Ty France from and cash from Mariners for catcher Andrew Salcido. I think that's how you say it. Royals acquire right-hand pitcher Michael Lorenzo from Rangers for left-hand pitcher Walter Pennington. Cubs acquire third base Isaac Paredes from Rays for third baseman Christopher Morel and two prospects. Padres acquire right-hand pitcher Jason Adam from Rays for three prospects. Yeah, I was right. Mets acquire Jesse Winker from Nationals for right-hand pitcher Tyler Stewart. Red Sox acquire catcher Danny Jansen from Blue Jays for shortstop Edison Paulino, third base Gunnar Kofi, and right-hand pitcher Gilberto Batista. And Yankees acquire infielder outfielder Jazz Chisholm Jr. from Marlins for second base slash shortstop Jared Serena, catcher Augustine Ramirez, and third and shortstop Abraham Ramirez. Cubs acquire right-hand pitcher Nate Pearson from Blue Jays for infielder Josh Rivera and outfielder Yohendrick Pinamco. Mets acquire pitcher Ryan Stanek from Mariners for outfielder Rylan Thomas. Orioles acquire Zach Eflin and cash from Rays for infielder Matt Horvath, pitcher Jetson Baumeister, and outfielder Matthew Etzel. I'm probably pronouncing a lot of these names wrong. Orioles acquire right-hand pitcher Seranthony Dominguez and outfielder Christian Pat from Phillies for outfielder Austin Hayes. Red Sox get back left-hand pitcher Jane Patston from Dodgers for infielder Moises Bolivar. And the Mariners acquire outfielder Randy Arozarena from Rays for outfielder Aiden Smith, right-hand pitcher Brody Hopkins, and player to be named later. I feel like there is another. Maybe not. Okay, so that's kind of all the big trades I'm seeing. You know, we are, let's see, 20 minutes away from the trade deadline officially closing, but I mean, it'll be about 25 minutes or so, and then we'll know kind of like official when you'd be done with the trade deadline is, you know, as teams, you know, we'll still be kind of finalizing some trades in that last 10 minutes of the deadline, so like trades can still become official, you know, in that last 10 minute window and be finalized, but have not been like reported by like ESPN or MLB or, you know, The Athletic or any sports media site until like, yeah, maybe like 5 or 10 minutes after the deadline's over, you know, officially based on, you know, clock wise. So, you know, you'll still see some coming in. But I mean, like we said, the Jazz Chisholm to the Yankees, Soler going back to the Braves, Randy Arozarena to the Mariners. I think the ones today, like Tanner Scott going to the Padres, are kind of some of the biggest ones that kind of, like, I guess in like my opinion, stood out from like the past, like, you know, week, you know, of trades and stuff like that. You know, we'll see what happens. Anything officially coming through, you know, again, we'll kind of see, and, you know, talk about it next week, as well. With like any other trades that kind of came through, you know, we'll do like another, well, we'll have like kind of more of a week recap of like the Olympics, as you know, we'll have more like kind of, you know, check in again on like the medal count. We'll have, we'll probably be close to like the semifinals, for like, we'll at least be in like the quarterfinals, possibly for some of them, probably semifinals of like, you know, the men's and women's soccer tournament, men's and women's like volleyball, basketball. I would probably also like, yeah, field hockey, handball, a lot more of those team sports like that. You know, swimming will be over. We'll be like again a couple days into the track and field aspect of the competition in Olympics. So you know, there's that. We'll have, I don't think we'll have any NFL preseason. Whoa, keep hitting stuff. NFL preseason games. We have like the Hall of Fame game in Canton. That's gonna be this Thursday. Yeah, first. This Thursday. On ABC, ESPN/ESPN+, Texans and the Bears. I think I saw from like reported that the Bears are like Caleb Williams and probably Rome Odunze are not gonna play. We'll see how many like of the Texans starters play. You know, if any, if because it's, I mean, it's preseason, so like you're gonna play maybe a series or two. Just because like you don't want, you know, you don't want like a freak injury to happen in preseason and a major injury at that happen, and then the player is out until like, you know, maybe like November, if not be out the entire season. As we've had a couple like pass rushers for both the Colts and Cowboys suffering torn ACLs. So, you know, stuff like that is kind of where we're sitting in regards to that. So, you know, kind of previous stuff like that. But you know, kind of see how that goes. Kind of preview a little bit of preseason. When is the last preseason game? Am I going to have a time? I probably will have like another 22nd. Okay, so I will have a show between preseason being over and week one of the NFL season. So, that's probably what we'll do. We might kind of discuss some stuff. If there's any like football, you know, news or stuff happening, like, because it's kind of different. We're like, yeah, you know, football starts like season like over a month, and then basketball starts in like 2 months. But a lot of the stars are like, you know, playing in the Olympics for like Team USA or their home countries. So it's just kind of different with that as opposed to football. Because like, you know, football will never be in the Olympics. Not like, you know, full-on tackle football like we, you know, play in the, you know, United States. Like the closest, you know, that is like, you know, rugby. But, you know, when somebody gets tackled, they're not like down, like they can, like, you know, pass it to a teammate and stuff like that. So, but I mean, in 4 years in LA for the LA Olympics in 2028, flag football is going to make its debut. And that's, again, I think men's and women's and like the closest, you know, we're ever going to get to like actual football being in the Olympics. So yeah, but I mean, it'll still be fun to see, it'll be fun to watch when it is. Same with baseball and softball coming back. So yeah, that's kind of where we're at. We'll follow, see what anything happens news-wise in football, but like we probably won't discuss a whole lot preseason, you know, but then like maybe some kind of like stuff, maybe a few takeaways, if that, you know, each week. But yeah, you know, more Olympic coverage next week. The last of like, you know, MLB trade deadline stuff, anything happens, you know, and then, you know, how teams have kind of fared after, you know, about a week after the All-Star, or a week after the trade deadline, you know, the players coming in and kind of helping the new teams. So that's kind of where it is, and that's what we'll do next week. So, as always, thanks for listening, and have a good one.